أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of al-Khabir, which is the aware. In Surah Al-An'am, ayah 103, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. I love this ayah. Vision does not comprehend him, but he comprehends all vision. And he is the knower of subtleties, and he is the aware. Al-Latif and Al-Khabir together. And Al-Khabir is one from whom no unconscious content is hidden. Nothing occurs in the physical, spiritual domain. Not an atom is set in motion or becomes still. Not a breath is disturbed nor silenced without his knowledge of it. It's very similar to Al-Alim, the knower, both being attributes of knowledge. But Al-Khabir is related to that which is outwardly unknown or unconscious. It is called awareness or consciousness. And the one who possesses it is called aware or conscious. It is Al-Khabir who is familiar with the most intricate matters. He knows the ailment and its remedy. He knows the innermost of everything. You know, knowledge that is applied to hidden matters is called Khibra. And the one who knows it is called Al-Khabir. There's another beautiful ayah that puts it so beautifully. It's in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, it's ayah 16. He says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تُتْرَكُوا وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَا رَسُولِهِ وَلَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِيجَ وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. What do you think, that you will be left alone while Allah has not yet known those of you who have strived hard and have not taken anyone as an adherent besides Allah and His Messenger and the believers? Allah is aware of what you do. So when you think of Al-Khabir, know that everywhere in the universe, there's an infinite number of things happening, some universal, some minute, over, under, inside, out. He's aware of all of these from the very beginning until their end in infinite detail. Even if something is not yet actualized, but it's in a state of formation or the planning stage or hidden like secrets within secrets, it does not escape his attention. There is nothing that you and I do or think that is not known by Al-Khabir. On that basis, he also knows your most secret needs and wishes, for which you may not even have verbalized because you don't know how to ask. It is he who will accord it to you without your asking. If you feel that there is something that you cannot express yourself to tell him for, you don't know how to say it, but you know that need rests in your subconscious mind, then continuously recite the ayah that I recited from Surah Al-Mulk, ayah number 14. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latif al-khabir. Does he not know the one who created? And he is the knower of the subtleties, and he is the aware. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you your request. Say it repeatedly until you fall asleep. When we apply Al-Khabir to our lives, then Abdul Khabir is one who understands, one who knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything. My father, when we were young, used to tell us that, remember, it is like standing on a stage and you are visualized, or you are in the vision of all the angels. Every act that you do, every thought of yours that in cartoon magazines looks like a bubble, well, that bubble actually emerges out for everyone to see. He bought us two brooches in the form of angels, which he pinned on our shoulders and said, these are the two that even write it down. They are aware of absolutely everything. So can you imagine their master, their creator, who created them? If you wish to get rid of any bad character traits within yourselves, and you really want to get rid of them, then recite Ya Khabir as often as you can. Again, the ayah that I talked about of Surah Al-Mulk, ayah 14, if you wish or rather if you're worried about the outcome of an action and you wish to see the outcome of that action and it's really bothering you, then recite again at night before you go to sleep, Allah ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latiful khabir, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire you with the answer in your dream.